Fly, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Chelsea Ray. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You listen to The Josie Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Vina. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hi, this is Steve Bloom from AmericasComedy.com, and we know you're cool because you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Danica Holmes.
Hey guys, it's Justin the Mystifier here.
What's up guys, it's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Janet Brown, and you're listening to The Josie Show. Woo!
Live from your computer, it's The Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and here's the host of The Josie Show, Josie Passantino.
Welcome, 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 everyone. How are you guys doing today? Whether you are listening by phone, in the chat room listening live, or checking us out later on archives, iTunes, or Zoom, I'm so glad you're here with us. We have a great show brewing, so stay here. Hope everyone can hear us all right. Please let me know in the chat room if you are able to hear every word that I am saying. Have to make sure you do not want to miss a moment of this show. We got some fun stuff coming. So here's what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. We have two amazing guests tonight. Up first, we bring back one of our show favorites, country singer, songwriter, Corey Jean Olsen. Woohoo, I'm so excited. And then we have legend and platinum recording artist, Polly Carmen. I am so looking forward to speaking with both of our guests tonight and playing some great music from both of them. So make sure you tune in to the whole show, and we also have some fun segments.
Squirrels have entered the building.
Hey, we already have some...
And I'm going to be back on the show later because we're going to have a disco dance party.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Sounds great. Is this a surprise?
Wait, stay with us, and after Corey and after Polly, we're going to boogie. And Corey and Polly are invited too.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. As you just heard, we got some wild things going to happen, so... just stay tuned. Trust me, something usually goes crazy, but we wouldn't have it any other way. Remember, it's live. And also, I really, really want to mention, tune in to the Southern Star Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time for the Stage Moms episode. My mom was one out of four moms interviewed by Mr. Southern Star himself, Michael McCormick. So check it out at www.thesouthernstar.org. The is important, so make sure you don't forget the. Awesome. And so I want to give some shout-outs to everyone in the chat room. Alan, Eric B., Isabel Rocks, Josie Fan 1243, hey, Justin the Mystifier, Reva Fan 4 Forever, Stephen Rummy, and Tina Marie. Hey, everyone, so glad you are here with me. So let's get started with our first guest. It looks like she has entered the building. So everyone, please welcome the amazing, talented singer and songwriter and my friend, Corey Jean Olsen. Hello, Corey.
Hey, how are you guys?
I am doing great. How are you?
We are doing fabulous. It's been a crazy week here in Nashville. It's been CMA Music Fest week, so we have been nuts. But it's been a blast. This is my first CMT fanfare. I guess I keep wanting to call it fanfare, but they call it like CMT now. But for me, I've always known it as fanfare, but it's my first fanfare as a fan and as an artist. So it's been super fun.
That's awesome. Super cool. How much fun are you having so far?
A lot. We are exhausted though. We are up before the sun rises and we go to sleep way after it has gone down. So it'll be nice to recuperate next week, but it's something that I'm never going to forget. It's just been a blast.
Great experience. That's awesome.
Definitely.
We're just so excited to have you back on the show with us. It's been like 9 months since you were here last, and we're super excited to catch up with you.
I know. So appreciate you guys having me. I love coming on the show. You guys are like my favorite, and I always tune in to listen. So I'm super excited. When you asked me back, I was like, oh my gosh, definitely, without a doubt, let's do this. So, and I thought CMA Fest Week would be perfect to do it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you tune into the show, and I'm so glad that you're here with us. The last time you were here, I think we spoke about your amazing album titled Reason Why.
And yes, we
it's
did.
Still my all-time favorite.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
Anytime. How's that been going?
It's been going really good. We actually are in the process right now. We just cut 5 new songs back in January, and we cut them at Ricky Skaggs' studio, actually, which was super cool, and we got to work with some incredible musicians. We got to work with Brent Mason, who he plays with Alan Jackson. He plays with Keith Urban. He plays with Rascal Flatts, but he just plays with everybody. And so it was just,
wow.
It was kind of intimidating at first to be in the studio with them, because I'm like, holy moly, I cannot believe I'm in the studio with them. And Eddie Bears was in there. Charlie McCoy, they're just really big musicians here in Nashville. So I just was honored that they were willing to come in on the project. So we cut 5 songs in January, and then this summer, I guess in August, we're going to be going to cut the last 5. And I'm excited about the last 5 because they're all songs that I've written. And then we're going to release the album. It'll be probably, my guess, mid-September, October. We don't have an exact date, but it'll be fall time. So we're super pumped about it.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
We are
awesome.
Super excited. We have, and you'll get to hear a couple of the songs that nobody else has heard yet tonight. And so I'm super pumped about that. And I just finished writing a new song that we're hoping will actually make it onto the album cut. It's called Synthetic Life, which is just kind of about people that you know that just pretend to be something that they're not, you know, and they're just really fake. And so, and it's just a fun, like, super just, you know, catchy song. So I'm hoping that will be, you know, that'll make it onto our album cut. I really like it.
Absolutely. Well, that's super exciting. I hope when it comes out, I want you back on and we could discuss it and chat about
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I love
that. That's my excuse to get you back on.
There you go. Well, and speaking of singles and things, I heard that somebody I know, a.k.a. you, is working on some stuff as well. I'm so excited to hear yours as well.
Thank you. I'm very excited. It's my first single ever. Usually I'm doing this whole radio thing, so it's going to be very different. It's something that nobody has ever knew that I was interested in until now. So
That is going to be so exciting. I cannot wait to hear it.
I can't wait. I hope you do hear it. It's gonna be great, and hopefully someday I could sing with you, maybe.
That would be fabulous. We can do a duet. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah,
that
would
love that.
Dream come true.
That would be
very
awesome.
Very
I'd love it.
Awesome! Yay! and also, I hear you attended the country radio seminar this year. I also hear everyone was just. Yeah, everyone was just raving about what an amazing talent you are with such an awesome personality, which we already know about. So,
you're too sweet.
Can you tell us about that experience?
Yes, I can. I had such a blast. This was my second year at CRS, which is the Country Radio Seminar, and I got to meet a lot of really cool people. I got to meet Bam Perry. I got to meet Heidi Newfield. I got to meet Gloriana. I got to meet Frankie Ballard, who he is, he's kind of a new and up-and-comer. He's signed with Warner Brothers, and he right now is out on tour with Taylor Swift. So it was a blast to hang out with all those people, and they're all super sweet and just down-to-earth. You'd never know that, you know, they're out there touring in front of, you know, thousands of people, 20,000 people at night. You know, it was a blast. And one of my favorite things that I got to do was I got to do a commercial for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and I got to work with a bunch of little kids that have that disease, and it was so much fun. I got to meet in particular with one boy. His name was Alex, and we had so much fun together, and I actually have some of the pictures posted out on my Facebook, and a little sweet girl named Abby that was there. It was so much fun. I love supporting causes like that. I'm really passionate about that, and I love little kids. My 5-year-old niece was just recently diagnosed with cancer, and so you know, it's just I just love little kids and supporting causes like that. And so that was probably one of my most favorite things that I got to do at CRS besides, you know, like, obviously it was a blast, you know, to meet all these people that are country superstars and things, but I think that was probably my all-time favorite.
Oh, yeah, that is so great of you. That's awesome.
We had a blast, and those kids are just so sweet.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so awesome that you did that. Very, very cool. And as you mentioned before, we have two new songs of yours that I'm super excited to play.
Yes.
Everyone's going to love it. So we actually have the first song that we're super lucky to have called Stubborn. Stay with us, Corey, and we will come right back and talk about this song. So excited to hear it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys.
Anytime. Woo!
You ain't going nowhere. I know you're mad, but baby, I don't care. You need the key to the Pontiac. Well, I got it in my pocket. No, you ain't getting it back. I'm a little bit stubborn, a whole lot tougher than any other girl you've ever known. Are we still in love? Knocking up? Set my way.
By Corey Jean Olsen, and we're speaking to her right now. I love that song. That's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's definitely it's one of our fan favorites, that's for sure, so far from what we've performed it at.
Absolutely. It's so catchy. I absolutely love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
Thank you. It's just, you know, it's kind of one of those fun songs that's, you know, it's not a breakup song. It's about fighting for love, you know, and being stubborn about it and what you want to try to make a relationship work. So I thought it was a super fun song, and I had a blast recording it, so.
Oh, yeah, we could totally tell. That's so cool. Love it.
Thank
everyone
you.
Everyone in the chat room right
it.
Now. Yeah, everyone in the chat room right now are just dancing away. Awesome. Very, very cool. And can you tell us a little bit where people can check out all your recent work, any websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on your latest news?
Yes, definitely. So we obviously have not released those songs. You guys are hearing them for the first time. They'll be officially released, you know, in the fall of 2011. But until then, you can keep up with a lot of the events. I'm actually living – last time we talked, I was actually living in Texas, and now I've moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and so I'm living here permanently now. And – I'm always playing a lot of shows here, and we're traveling a lot. So you can keep track of me on Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page. You guys should definitely go like it. That would be awesome. I'm we're trying to get all those followers up on that. And then I also have an actual friend page, which is Corey Jean Olson. And then you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Corey Jean. I also have a MySpace. You guys can look me up on MySpace. It's Corey Jean Olson. And then I also have a website. You guys can check me out. I have, like, everything. You can find me anywhere. Whichever one you prefer. Then my website is CoreyJeanOlson.com. So you guys can just check it out and use which one you like the most. I keep them all very current, and we're always updating pictures and fan pictures. And we're getting ready to create a fun photo album on the website, which is a paparazzi pics, because we'll have people out and about that they'll, like, see me at the grocery store and they'll take a picture. And so sometimes they're really funny, so we'll post them up on the website. So if you ever see me out in public, you guys can snap a shot or a fan shot, which would be awesome.
Love it. Love it. That's awesome.
Hey.
That's so, so cool. That's going to be awesome.
Well, thank
Very
you.
Cool. Yeah. So everyone, just make sure that you add, follow, like, all that fun stuff. Make sure.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Totally, totally. And what is your greatest career memory so far? Fun questions.
My greatest career memory. I'm trying to think what my greatest career memory is. I kind of have made a lot of really new memories, like, I guess, kind of in the past week doing CMA. Probably one of my top ones was when I got to open for Little Texas. They sing God Bless Texas, and that was just a super blast. And I actually got to meet them backstage at the Grand Ole Opry before I opened for them in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And so that was a blast. And then I think probably another one was this week. I got to open Fanfare this week, and we were kind of all the opening acts. And me and my friend Haley Vaughn, she was on American Idol last season. She made it to the top 10 girls. Her and I kind of opened up Fanfare together, along with Grammy Award-winning Brad Davis, and we just had a blast all together, just kind of opening it up. And that was really new for me, because I've never performed at, you know, a CMA Fest or Fanfare, whatever you want to call it. That was a really neat memory for me. That was a blast. So I have so many fond memories. I mean, to be honest, I love everything that I do, and I just feel really blessed that I get to do what I love.
Love it. That's so great. I would definitely say those are huge career memories right there.
Yep, no, I agree.
Something you'll never forget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what advice would you have for someone just starting out in the music business?
Oh, my gosh, there's just so much I could tell you. I think the biggest thing that I could tell anybody starting out in the industry is to be yourself. There's a lot of people, you know, that come into this industry and they turn into something that they're not. And I think the way to be successful is to, you know, be yourself, because it gets hard to keep up with something that you're not. And, you know, and in the end, the fans are going to know what's real. Because in the end, what it comes down to is your fans. You know, they're the ones that buy your records. They're the ones that come to your shows. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I don't really like to call my fans fans. I kind of like to call them friends, because, you know, they are. And, you know, so I think that it's important that you're true to yourself, because your fans are going to see that. And your friends are going to see that. And, you know, and they want someone that they're going to be able to relate to. So I think, first and foremost, I would say be yourself, and I just, you know, don't give up. There's a lot of doors that will get shut in your face, and there'll be a lot of people that tell you that, no, you're not good enough, or no, you know, I don't like your music, or I don't like the way that you wrote that song. And you have to just kind of, you know, turn the other cheek and say thank you for your time and move on and take what you can from that and turn it to be positive. And I think that's the most important thing. I try to learn from every meeting that I go into, whether or not it turns out the way that I wanted it to. I try to take something and make it positive and learn from it. That way I can continue on, and I'm constantly moving forward in my career.
That is such great advice. And that's what I love about you, is you're so down to earth. And you're just such a great role model for, you know, for
Thank
people, you.
You
know, for little girls my age and, you know, little boys and stuff. And continue what you're doing, because you have a long career going for you. I already know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love what I do, and I love going out there and being able to relate with the fans. And the best part is you get to meet a lot of really cool people, and you make a lot of new friends doing this. So it's I got to meet you. You're a perfect example. So I love it.
And that's why I do this. It's because I get to meet such wonderful people like yourself. It's always a good thing. And that's what social networking sites are for, too. You get to meet a lot of amazing people, you know, all over the world. I love it.
You do. It's so neat. I this week in particular, I have gotten to meet so many people from. I guess because I've never participated in Fanfare Week. I've never known the extent of people coming to it, and people from all over the world come to this music festival here in Nashville. And when I performed this week to open Fanfare, I just met people from all walks of life and from all over the country and around the world. And then it was so neat to come home and have a friend request in my inbox. And, you know, and then not only that, but to be able to accept it and then be able to go to their page and thank them for coming out to support me. And I think that's the best thing with these social networking sites is I can keep in touch one, you know, individually with my fans and say, thank you for coming out or, you know, sign up for this and you'll be, you know, kept posted on what's happening. And, you know, social networking is a very powerful thing nowadays.
Absolutely. And isn't it such like a great feeling when you're performing and then someone, you know, comes up to you and is like, I talk to you all the time on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, my gosh, it is the best feeling in the world because you just feel like, wow, okay, I'm actually reaching out to somebody. And the fact that, you know, that they've taken the time to come to me and say that just means the world. A lot of people, you know, they'll write me on Facebook and they'll be like, oh, I saw your show, it was great, but I was really scared to come and talk to you. And I'm like, don't be scared, just come up and say hi, you know, just because, like, they're nervous, you know. And so when people come up to you in person and they're like, oh, my gosh, I loved the show, or hey, I loved your interview, or whatever it was, or hey, I saw you at the grocery store. You know, it's just a really neat feeling, and then be able to stay in contact with them through the social network sites is amazing.
Definitely, I agree. That's so cool. And some more fun questions that we have for you. If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be? That's a tough one.
If I could do a duet with anyone, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. I think if I had to pick somebody that was like a current artist, I probably would pick Chris Young, because I had the opportunity, before anybody knew who Chris Young was, I had the opportunity to go to his CD release party at Sony, and he was just so humble and he was so grateful to be able to just have the opportunity to release an album, you know, through Sony and to be signed with Sony. And I got to talk with him one-on-one and, you know, just learn a lot about him. And he's just he's a very sweet guy, super down to earth, and he's a fabulous singer. And so I think if I had to pick somebody current, I would definitely pick Chris Young. But if I had to pick somebody that is not, you know, that's not alive anymore, I think I'd have to pick Elvis. And I think my mom would freak out because my mom is a major Elvis lover.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Very, very good. Love it, love it. And what is your favorite song to perform currently?
My favorite song to perform currently. I think that I'd have to go with my new song that I just wrote. I actually, the song I had told you that's called Synthetic Life that I just finished writing last Sunday with an amazing co-writer. His name is Bo Fuller, and we just had a blast writing the song. And I performed it for the first time when we opened up Fanfare. And so I think right now if I had to pick one, I would pick that one. And the audience loved it so much they asked for an encore of the song, and so I got to perform it two times actually. And it was my very first time performing it. So I think right now that's probably one of my favorite, like, originals. And then one of my favorite covers to perform is from Heidi Newfield, and it's called Johnny and June. That's my all-time favorite cover that we get to perform. So, yeah, I those are probably my favorite right now. It's constantly changing, though. So as of
it's
right now.
It's constantly changing. Awesome. That's currently.
Yes.
Awesome.
Next time we chat, it'll be different.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm super excited. We have another song, as promised, from Corgi Dolson, titled You Bring Me Up, and we're getting ready to play the song right now, so stay with us, and we will come back and chat about it.
All right, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Complicated, making it harder than it has to be.
Bring Me Up, another amazing new song by our friend Corey Jean Olsen. Can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration for this song?
Yeah, definitely. This song, I think this song has a lot of different meaning for a lot of people. For me, first, I guess probably the things that people think of the most is probably a relationship when they hear that song, you know, finding a relationship where you find somebody that brings you up all the time and makes you better. For me, it kind of meant something a little bit different. It just kind of meant, you know, I guess right now in the world that we live in, it's just crazy. And you have these people that have been affected by these tornadoes and these tsunamis and earthquakes and wildfires. And you have all this, you know, just, you know, Mother Nature is just raining down on us right now. And, you know, and not only that, you know, you have people that for me, what I know me and my family are going through with my niece suffering from cancer, you know, and only being 5 years old. And I know that she's not the only one. There are lots of kids and adults and, you know, that are going through this time in their life that is, you know, that is a very hard time. And I think this song helps bring hope, you know, because there's always that one place that you can find, whether it's in somebody, whether it's in, you know, your faith, whatever it happens to be in, where that brings you up and it makes you happy and helps you carry on. You know, because, you know, life does, you know, it continues to go on and you're able to find a way to lift your spirits. And, you know, and for me, it just, you know, it kind of was a happy song that, you know, in this day and time that we live in, you know, just helps bring, I think, hope to people that, you know, there is that, you know, I guess for the bridge, it says you're like the summer shine, you give me peace of mind, you know, it just like helps bring you up every day and remind you that there's hope.
Absolutely. And we need songs like that nowadays.
I totally agree. Yep, no, I agree.
Absolutely. And I think last time you were on, I mentioned this, that your songs are so relatable to everyone, every age, gender. And I think all of your songs are just so great, and everyone has to check out everything, your website everything else that you do, because I think you're just so great and such a great friend, and I'm so glad that I met you. And
I really appreciate you guys, you know, taking the time to listen and playing my new stuff, and you guys will have to keep posted. Obviously, you can still listen on iTunes and download stuff from our first album, which was Reason Why. So you guys should check that out if you want to hear the old stuff, if you guys have not been familiarized with that. And be looking for the new stuff. We probably are going to end up doing some surprise releases on iTunes before the album comes out in its entirety, and we'll probably release a few singles by themselves, you know, just to get people pumped up about it. So we're super excited about it. So you guys can, you know, stay tuned and find me on Facebook and write me a message and, you know, let me know what's happening.
Definitely. And I just have to say to everyone listening, from your last album, Reason Why, I just have to say you have to listen to the song You Ain't Got Jack, okay?
Yes, I love that song. That was our one of our singles off of the last album, and we had a music video for that one, and that was, that was probably one of my favorites on that album.
Absolutely. A memorable moment for me was that you sang it on the last episode. You sang it, and
yes,
it was
I remember.
The
I remember you guys. I remember
I had
you guys
to have
put me on
it.
The spot, and you're like, you guys should totally, you should totally sing it live. I'm like, okay, I'll sing you a little piece.
It was great. I just had to. I'm sorry. I had to.
No, you're totally fine. I totally enjoyed it. That was so much fun. I will not forget that.
Sweet. Sweet. Some more fun questions.
Yeah.
If you had to describe your music in three words, what would they be?
Ooh, three words. That's tough. I would say... Mm-hmm. One of the words that you just said, relatable.
Yes.
Emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And fun. I think those would be the ones I would relate it with, because I want people to be able to relate to it. I want people to emotionally be able to feel what I felt when I wrote it or heard the song for the first time. And then I just have some fun ones.
Absolutely. That pretty much sums it up.
It does. Love it. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And are you currently working on any other projects?
We're obviously right now my biggest thing, I'm spending my summer writing, and I've had the opportunity to write with some incredible people here in Nashville, and I just feel so lucky that they've taken time to, you know, to help me, you know, become a better writer, and we're working on that. We're doing that for, you know, for the album that will be released in the fall. And then right now I've dove into a bunch of causes. My most recent cause that I have been involved with is dog rescues. My parents actually just rescued a dog. We're actually, as soon as this interview is done, we're going to pick her up. And I'm so excited. Her name is going to be Derby, and she's a Siberian Husky, and we actually have another Husky, or I say we, but when I say that, I mean my mom and dad do, because my parents live in Texas, but I feel like they're mine, so I just say that they're, you know, we, and me and my family, and so we have another Husky at home, so he'll have a fun friend now, and then we also have a Schnauzer at home, so I've just been very, I just love animals, and there's just so many awful things that happen to them. Then they don't get taken care of. They get put out on the streets. And I'm super excited. I'm working an event downtown Nashville on July 17th. We are doing a doggy fashion show, and it is a huge event. People come from all over the country, and they bring their dogs. And me and my sister actually are volunteering at it for part of the cause that I'm a part of, and that I volunteer for. And I am super excited about it, and we get to, like, dress the dogs up and stuff. It's going to be a blast.
I love that.
That's probably a lot of my recent projects.
I love it. Me being a huge dog person as well, I am all for that.
Awesome. I know. I've grown up with dogs my whole life. So that's one of the causes, and then obviously I work with kids a lot. You know, we're definitely this summer trying to, you know, kind of, you know, going to St. Jude's and, you know, a lot of the hospitals here and cancer centers and, you know, and really, you know, bring uplifting music to these kids and being able to be involved in their lives. I think that's another big cause, you know, that, you know, music is so powerful and it can change people's lives. And if you can bring that moment of happiness to somebody in a time of grief for them, I think is the most incredible feeling that you could ever have. And if I could just do that, then I would be happy. So I'm super excited about being involved in that, finishing the album. You know, we're hoping to get some music videos cut and, you know, and then promoting that album. You know, it's kind of, you know, all over again, doing it again. So I'm just super excited about all of it. It should
Keep
be a busy
doing your
summer.
Thing. That's awesome. Very, very excited.
Okay.
And we actually are running out of time, but I have one last question for you, and it's a fun one. I think we asked this last time, but let's see if we have any current ones. Have you had any onstage embarrassing moments lately, recently?
Yes, I remember you. I know you guys asked me that last time. And I
we
think
had
the last
up.
Time, yeah, I think last time we had performed, I I believe that I had told you guys I had recently fallen off stage at a show. Was that correct?
Yeah. That wasn't good.
Yes, I totally remember that. To be honest, I have not had any embarrassing moments since then. I think that one, like, traumatized me so much. I'm like, whenever I'm on stage, I'm like, Corey, do it right. So, fortunately, I've not had any huge mess-ups. I did at CRS trip a little bit because I was wearing these honking heels. There were these purple boots. No, actually, they were red. They were red. Mm-hmm. And they, my feet were just, like, burning because I had been in them for, like, 13 hours. And I was like,
oh, my gosh.
And we were going up the escalator, and I definitely tripped a little bit. So I wasn't performing, but that was a little embarrassing, you know, because Luke Bryan's walking around. And I'm like, what's up, Luke? I just tripped. It's all good.
No big deal. I did that on purpose.
No biggie.
He thought I was really tripped. Oh, come on.
Exactly. So that probably was, luckily, not very many people saw, which was good. But other than that, no, performance-wise, nothing since then. But, yeah, out of my entire career, probably the falling off the stage one would have been my top one because that guy in the front row just, you know, definitely got a handful because I just fell right into him.
There you go.
But it's all good.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, that's some good stuff. Nice.
Well, thanks. And once again, I really appreciate you guys having me and just, you know, following me and, you know, being my friends throughout this process. It's always nice to know that you have people that are supporting you and people that you can turn to if you're having a hard day.
Well, you know, you have the Josie Show's 100% support behind you, and we are already excited about your next appearance. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you, guys, and I am super excited to hear your single. You better keep me posted on that. And I want to thank everyone in the chat room and, you know, for taking your time to listen. And, you know, you guys, you know, find me on Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and the website, and, you know, we can all stay in touch.
Check it out. Thank you so much, Corey. You're awesome.
Thanks, Josie. You guys have a fabulous day, and thanks for having me.
You too. Anytime. Bye-bye.
All right. See y'all later. Bye.
See ya. Awesome. Had a blast talking to Corey Jean Olson. She is so, so cool. I love all the charity work she does. Her wonderful album, Reason Why, and she has an upcoming one that I'm super stoked about, and I can't wait to get my little hands on it. But we have our second guest that I'm super thrilled about. Everyone, please, please welcome the fabulous Polly Carvin. Hello, Polly.
Hello, how are you, Josie?
I am great, super excited to be talking with you today.
Absolutely, and same here, and I want to congratulate you on such a wonderful show that you have.
Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
That is so sweet. That is awesome. And I have to say, you are a role model and inspiration to me, and I just have to know, I have to know more about you.
Oh, not a problem. I'm an open book, open book. And I really enjoyed listening to you speak with Corey Jean Olson also.
She
was
great.
Fantastic. She really was. She was fantastic.
Absolutely. But I'm super, super excited. So let's get started. So how old were you when you started singing?
Oh, my goodness. I've been singing all my life. I come from a family of a really large family, 7 boys and 3 girls. And we all sang, we all, you know, danced or something, you know, something in the industry, the music industry. I probably started when I was about 5. Yeah, you know, they say I was singing before I was really putting sentences together, but I'm not sure about that really. But I can always remember singing was a wonderful outlet for me. It gave me a sense of freedom and happiness. So I've always sung.
That is so great. I love it. I love it. I just love your voice.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And who were some of your biggest musical influences when you started in the business?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we listened to a little bit of all genres of music around my home and growing up. My mother and father, they were really jazz influenced. Some of my brothers were really into the Motown craze, of course. I myself was kind of a renegade. I was listening to country music. I was listening to rock and roll. I was listening to classical. So there was all different forms of music going on in the household and in the neighborhood in which I grew up in. So Yeah, all different genres. I've had influences from maybe Stevie Wonder to I can't really think right now. Just about everybody. You name a genre, I can name you someone who influenced me very much in the music field.
Absolutely. I think it's so great to have, you know, a mixture of different genres, you know, not just like one, but just a series of different genres to rock out to.
Absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the very first song I recorded that went platinum was actually written as a country song, and that song is entitled How About Us. It is still getting airplay today. You know, we took the song as a country song, and, you know, because of the genre that we were supposedly recording in for the record company that we were with, it was supposed to be an R&B song. So I sort of rewrote the song, and at that time, the top groups out were like Earth, Wind, and Fire and groups like that. So I tried to maybe do it the way that maybe I thought an Earth, Wind, and Fire would do that song or something like that. But if you hear the song like acoustically or a cappella, it really you can really hear that it started out as a country song, you know?
Very, very cool.
And
I have to mention, you are the lead singer for Champagne. Can you tell us how all of you came together?
Well, let's see. Most of the members of the group were either performing in bands around the city of Champaign. Of course, we were all in the Midwest. Champaign, Illinois, is a city that has the University of Illinois. So there's the whole transient audience that you get there from college, having a college crowd around all the time. So there were many, many clubs to play in and around that city. So majority of the people were either recording in different studios or playing in different groups. And we just happened upon each other, you know, from being out on what you'd call a so-called music scene in that area. And actually put it together. So yeah, that's how we came together.
Definitely. And how long have all of you been performing together?
I'm sorry. How long have we all been performing together?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Probably since the 80s. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Since the 80s. So awesome. We've been together. And you know, I have to admit that we were all friends first, you know. I mean, we all knew that everyone else was coming from a musical background, but to have that base of friendship before we really started to seriously concentrate on recording music for a record company, you know, we had to really enjoy ourselves together as friends. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm very thrilled because we actually have a few songs here that we're going to be playing tonight.
Okay.
I actually want to start with a song titled Now I Know, and this is off your album titled The Kind, if I'm correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You are correct, yes. And The Kind, yes, it's our new album that will be coming out probably around the end of August. And so we've been sort of leaking different singles off of the new album that is to come out. Now I Know was actually written for a resource center called Mercy's Refuge. And so the song is pretty much written around the Mercy's Refuge Center is a resource center for young women in crisis to help them through crises, whether it's pregnancy or, you know, coming from broken relationships, broken homes, and or things like that. It's a place where they can go to get help, to get themselves back together, to get themselves back into society as, you know, really good people in society with a together head and heart. So Now I Know was written for that particular cause. I heard Corey Jean Olson speaking about music for a cause. We have a whole foundation that we call Music for a Cause. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, we've set up a website with all of the different causes that we have written music for. What we do is I'll write a song or a number of songs for various foundations that I do believe in, newly put together foundations that are needing help and needing, you know, monetary gain. And so I'll write a song, put it out, and then they can benefit from a great portion or from all of the portions that are received from the sale and the airplay of those songs. So that's where Now I Know comes in. Yeah.
I love that. And for people who want to check this out, what's that website that they can go to?
They can actually go to this website. It's called carmankarma.weebly.com. And it's Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N, Karma, spelled C-A-R-M-A, .weebly.com. And it'll tell of all the different foundations that we've put together our efforts musically for.
That is great. I just posted the link in our chat room on our site, so everyone, it's just a click away and
Wonderful.
Check it out. Great
Wonderful.
Cause. And I'm very excited, so we're going to play Now I Know, which is a wonderful, well-written song. And so everyone, please, please stay with me, and we're going to listen to it and check it out. Here we go, Now I Know by Polly Carmen. Anytime. Here we go.
The dawn breaks, and I know that she takes her final step away from here. And the water looks deep, but she knows she must leap into the void
Thank you.
And that was Now I Know off of Polly Carmen's album titled The Kind. And did you write this song?
Yes, I sure did. I love writing music, and I love writing songs for other, artists, and as well as myself and my group. Yes, I sure do. And how about yourself, Josie? Are you a songwriter?
I have recently dabbled into it and have a wonderful Hall of Fame songwriter helping me out, a friend of the show that I met. And so I'm currently working on that, and I have a single coming out soon. We're working on that a little bit.
Wonderful.
And I have to send it to you. It's going to be good.
Fantastic.
I like it.
I can't wait to hear it because, see, you have such a wonderful speaking voice. I just figured that you were probably a vocalist yourself. And honestly, I didn't know I don't know anything about if you sing or not, but if you don't, you should.
Love it, definitely. And I also have to mention, you have a wonderful web show called The Polly Carmen Show.
Yes,
That I was watching previously. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, The Polly Carmen Show is something we do. It's another avenue for me to have fun in this industry, As we all know, the music industry is constantly changing and has changed, let's say in the last 10 years. It's drastically changed. And so, anyone who is a part of the industry probably should find other ways of having a good time in the industry, not forgetting or omitting the fact that it is a business. And so I would say to anyone who would endeavor to get in the music industry to really try to study up on the business of the music industry and have yourself well represented legally that way. But the Polly Carmen Show is something we do for fun. Wherever we travel to, we try to go around and we love to film. We've gotten in the habit of filming just about everything. And we'll film everyone from on-air radio personalities to various musical artists who are in the area of where we're going or where we're coming to for concerts and whatnot. And food. If you've seen any of the episodes, as you can tell, we love to eat. Yeah, we have fun with food.
Me too.
We also try to go to, whatever's popular in the area and try to do a little report on what kind of food they're serving and what kind of things are delicious and happy and fun like that. So it's a real ball. The Polly Carmen Show is a kick for us. As I mentioned, it gives us a little rest from the seriousness of sometimes performing, traveling, doing, staying within the parameters of being professional in the music industry, So it gives us, that's our little outlet there. But, yeah, people, check it out.
I think this is so great. How can everyone check it out on your website, I believe, right?
Yes, they can go to my website to check it out, which is www.Polly, P-A-U-L-I, Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N, Champagne, spelled like the town, C-H-A-M-P-A-I-G-N.com. So it's PollyCarmenChampagne.com. And
everyone,
there you can find every episode. Yeah, yeah, please do. And they're also on YouTube, I believe. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We love YouTube.
Yeah.
Good source.
Yeah.
So everyone check it out.
Okay.
That's awesome. And as promised, we have another great song here tonight to play titled Get Back to Love.
Yes.
This song was released about a year ago, I believe.
Yes, it's on the current album that is out on Champagne, and it is entitled Get Back to Love. Get Back to Love is actually a compilation of the two songs that were our biggest successes, which were two beautiful love songs. The first one that was released was called How About Us, and the next one that also went platinum for us was called Try Again. And so what we did for the new CD, Get Back to Love, we just put those two together as sort of a little medley of celebrating the two biggest songs that we've ever recorded.
That's great. And I can't wait to hear the song, Get Back to Love. And so stay with us, Polly, and we're going to play this amazing song right now. So everyone,
excellent.
Check it out.
Thank you, Josie. And you know, we have a production company based in Las Vegas. White Label Media, and we have a group of people that just handle everything from every aspect of everything that Pauly Carmen and Champagne does. And I'm so very happy with them, Johnny Tidwell and Brenda Bouchard and all the lovely people,
oh, yeah.
Stacia Robertson, all those people just really hold it together for us. As you can probably imagine, you do need people behind you to kind of help you keep things together. And I can see that Mom does help you keep it together, and that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate that.
Definitely, I would
yeah.
say. Love it, love it. And where can fans be able to purchase these wonderful songs and your albums?
Yes, you can go straight to the website, the one I just gave you, and they can get
yep.
that album. And again, that's www.pauly, P-A-U-L-I, Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N, Champagne, spelled like the city, C-H-A-M-P-A-I-G-N.com. PaulyCarmenChampagne.com, and they can get anything they want from Pauly Carmen and Champagne there on that website.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Posted the link in the chat room. Everyone check it out.
Yes.
And I also seen that you play some instruments as well. Can you tell us what you play?
Yes. I'm a drummer. I'm a drummer slash percussionist, and I've been playing ever since I've been singing, so I made a lot of noise in the house when I was a child, and drove everybody completely batty with beating on everything from the pots and pans to the sofas to the chairs to the TV, and you know, but yeah, I enjoy rhythms. I write like a rhythm player. I think I write like a drummer. As I'm not melodically inclined, I can't sit down at the piano and just really play beautiful chords and whatnot. Ooh, I wish I could, but I try to surround myself with wonderful musicians who can do that, you know. So, yeah.
That's so, so cool. And I also want to mention, I want to get this out there, I've seen you on some social networking sites. Where can fans check that out and keep up on all your latest news, like Twitter?
Absolutely. You can go to, you can Twitter me, and you can join the Facebook family that we have going
mm-hmm.
on and find out everything that's happening. And, you know, of course, when you join on Facebook and that, you see what other people we have in our circle of friends and what they're doing as well. We have a brilliant circle of friends there who are mainly people who are also in the business, the music industry, and so it's quite interesting at times what you see and what you hear people say and talk about. Nothing bad, mind you, nothing bad. It's all clean,
that's good.
And good, you know. So
good.
Yes, absolutely. Join us on Facebook and hit us up on Twitter and all of that. And can I make a correction with you, Josie, that I
oh, of course.
It was the Music for a Cause site. I said
mm-hmm.
it's Karma, it's Carmen Karma spelled with a C, but it's not. The Karma is spelled with a K. So it's Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N, Karma, K-A-R-M-A, .weebly.com. Okay?
Awesome. Corrected it in the chat room as well.
Yes, please do. I wanted to clear that up.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
But yes, very, very cool. Those social networking sites are amazing, meeting new people all around the world.
Uh-huh.
I am a Pauly Carmen follower. It sounds weird,
yes.
But yes, on Twitter.
And back at you, right? I'm following you too. Okay.
Yes. Yes, you are. Thank you.
Absolutely. No problem.
Awesome. And so what are a couple of your greatest career memories?
Oh, there's so many memorable events that have happened to me since I've been out in the world musically. Traveling the world has just been fantastic. And one thing I find, Josie, is people are the same all over the world. You know,
yeah.
There's no... since you're in a different country, people are going to be different, or different things make them smile or make them happy, or or, you know, we all hurt for the same reasons. We all are happy and joyous for the same reasons. I think that traveling and meeting so many different nationalities and cultures of people has been just a very much a big blessing in my life. One of the most memorable times was I was doing a radio show in Los Angeles, and a guy called in and said, you know, I really like that song, Try Again, that you have. And I thought, wait a second, I kind of know that voice, but it seemed like they were trying to, you know, make their voice different.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I finished the interview, the on-air personality said, that was Stevie Wonder calling, and he wants you to come to his studio after you get done so that you can, you know, write some music and play around and kick it around. And so, and we did, and we had a wonderful time. And I was so in awe. I was so awestruck, you know. I was just really, I couldn't, I had to keep pinching myself. This is Stevie Wonder you're sitting with. He's at the piano, and you got a mic in your hand, and it's crazy. So
I would be so starstruck.
Oh, and I was, believe me, yeah. Another one is playing Madison Square Garden. That was awesome. I couldn't feel the stage under my feet. And, you know, it didn't feel like you were indoors because it's so big and you can't really see the whole audience. You can only see the first portion of the audience. But that was another great one that sticks out in my mind. I could go on for days.
Love it. That is definitely a highlight, along with Stevie Wonder. Definitely.
Yes, absolutely. And he was so
very
funny. He's really humorous, very humorous, always joking. But go ahead.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is so, so awesome. And I want to ask, what advice would you have for someone just starting out in the music business?
Okay. Just starting out, I would say, as I mentioned before, really try to have yourself a good legal representation. Try to stay grounded as much as you possibly can and learn as much of the business as you can before you even you know, make your first demo, before you even step foot in your first recording studio, learn about publishing, learn about songwriting, learn about royalties, learn about as much as you can from top to bottom about the industry itself, and keep God first, stay one with the universe. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what you give is what you get. Karma is really real. So try to be a happy giver. It'll come back to you 100-fold. It definitely will. You are so blessed, Josie. I can tell that. How long have you been doing your show, Josie?
I started 2 years ago when I was 14.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you could just imagine a little 14-year-old talking to these guests. I was beyond starstruck, but thought it was the coolest thing that I was doing.
Well, it is the coolest thing that you're doing. I thank you for having me on your show. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a
gas talking to you, and you will go far. Is this your 80-something show? How many shows have you done?
Oh, my goodness. We are actually on our, like, two-year anniversary going, so probably over 83. This
83?
Is 83, our 83rd episode right here with you.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, I had you know, people doing some research for me, whispering in my ear, she's done 80-something shows. And I'm like, no, she hasn't. Yes, she has. You are fantastic, Josie. Wow.
Thank you.
How do you do it? How do you keep your energy up?
Well, I have my mom, who just is a ball of energy all in her own right.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm a very bubbly person, if you can't tell.
I can tell, yes.
Absolutely, and just, as you mentioned before, staying grounded, I feel like, you know, and you probably would agree, you know, keeping in touch with all of your friends, you know, that you went to school with
Absolutely.
Really keeps you
really keeps you grounded, I feel.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, because they'll slap you around a little bit, you know, verbally or whatever, and say, you know, you're still just Polly, you know?
Yeah, they'll tell you how it is.
Right, right, exactly. And it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, I know. Okay, I'm grounded now, you know. Oh, I agree. I try to keep a good, tight circle of friends, you know, even outside of the business that I do definitely stay in touch with, and my family. I still have that big family that I told you about, and they'll keep you grounded for sure.
Oh, yeah. Number one thing right there.
That's right. No doubt. No doubt.
Agreed. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. And we have one more song here tonight that I'm super excited about, titled Don't Tell Mama. Can you tell us a bit about this song?
Oh, my goodness. You have Don't Tell Mama?
I have it.
Hey,
I, yeah.
That's great. Don't Tell Mama is another fun thing. If you can't tell, I like to have fun. I think it's a part of life, and I think it helps to keep you young and keep you out there. It's off of the Champagne album called Karma. And Don't Tell Mama is sort of a story about growing up in the neighborhood that I grew up in, and all the things that you do when you're little, you know, when you're young and you're trying to know it all and you don't know nothing, you know, what you think you do. And it's just all the little mischievous things that we sort of got into when we were young, and we put it to sort of a neo-funk, nouveau-funky kind of dance kind of beat. We were thinking kind of Sly and the Family Stone-ish kind of dealing with that song. So, that song is just about fun. It really is. And I hope the audience likes it.
I know they will. We love it. And here it is, everyone. Don't Tell Mama. Fun song. Here we go.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. Ooh, we gonna tell Mama.
Don't tell mama. I've been done. I'ma come home, everybody. Don't run. I've been lying. Everything they said I did. You won't know it.
a great song.
Oh, thank you.
Very catchy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love it. We were over here dancing to it. I gotta admit.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Everyone in the chat room were like, I like it.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
You definitely have some fans in the chat room that are really digging your music right now.
Excellent. I'm sending my love to all of you in the chat room.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah. We got some more fun questions for you.
Okay.
So, after so many amazing years in the business, can you pick just one song that is your favorite to perform live?
Favorite to perform live. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to say How About Us is a favorite because everyone, young and old, seems to, you know, it really hits home with them. And so they really seem to enjoy that when we're doing that live. And then, I don't know, we're doing the newer stuff, and because How About Us will always be a mainstay in the show. But there's one called Radio Bring My Baby Back, and we're just paying homage to all the on-air personalities and people like yourself, Josie, who mm-hmm. play our music and bring our music to the world and to the masses, and it's just a way of saying thank you for doing that. I love performing that song live, and I didn't know what it would actually be like, to tell you the truth, before we added it in the show, which is new now, but we really have a ball when we do radio. There's a couple other things that we have fun with, kind of funky things. If You Want to Be is a real fun song because it's kind of up and dancey, you know, and people seem to really like that a lot also. But we've kind of been pigeonholed as a ballad band, and I've been kind of pigeonholed as a balladeer throughout the years because of my first successes. And so, you know, we love doing the love songs. People, you know, we love seeing audiences swoon, but we still love to make them dance and make them sweat, you know, before we let them go. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get the crowd moving. Love it.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Are you performing, Josie?
No, I'm not currently, but I really want to. I really want to start, you know, traveling the world and meeting new people. That's a huge goal of mine right now.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure of it. Yeah. Yeah. So, Mom, get ready. Tell Mom to get ready because pack two bags, you know, not just one.
Oh, yeah. And another one is, you know, getting to meet, you know, people that were on my show, like yourself. I really want to start doing that, you know, live interviews, and I'm very looking forward to that.
Oh, wonderful. And you're located in?
Illinois.
You're in Illinois. Oh, very cool. Very cool. I won't say no more because I know we're live and on the air, but that's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
We'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Awesome. There's a fan question in the chat room. Sweet.
Uh-huh.
So Stephen Rummy in the chat room asks a funny question. What was the craziest thing a fan has ever asked you to sign?
Oh, my. Yeah, that's a crazy one.
You've had some crazy ones.
I've been asked, I've been asked to sign everything imaginable. So, you know, use your imagination, people, you know. I think one thing that was pretty awkward to sign, a young man came up and wanted me to sign a very, very skinny drumstick, and he wanted me to actually do, you know, a signature across this drumstick, which is very tough to do. If you haven't done it, give it a shot. It's tough. Tough to do.
Awkward, too. You're standing there trying to sign this little drumstick.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. So you have had some crazy ones. People just have to use their imaginations for it.
Yes, I have. I've had the craziest thing you could think of. Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, you got some dedicated fans. That's what you can
say. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That makes us feel really good. I'm speaking for the whole band, and we need new fans, and we need all the love we can get. So we're out here, and we're sending it right back at you.
Well, we can honestly say we have some new fans here for you in the chat room that are just loving your music and just think you're, like, the nicest guy ever. So
oh, very, very cool. Thank you so much, fans. I love you, fans.
Love you, fans. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And some more fun questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we're just wrapping up everything that we're doing here in the United States for the summer. I know that sounds kind of strange because the summer just got underway, but we are actually rehearsing for the new tour. We're preparing for our Asian tour, the Champagne Asia Tour 2011, and which we'll be leaving right at the end of July. So our summer here is going to be, cut a little short. But we'll be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and then we're going to be in Memphis for some festivals. The one in Myrtle Beach is a festival. The one in Memphis is a festival. And then I think we have one in Florida, and then we're just preparing for the Asia tour, and which will be really exciting, really exciting.
How cool. Well, you know, we'll have to try and get out and meet you and get to see you live because I will be a very cool daughter if I get to come to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
Absolutely. You know, we're hoping to do something maybe in the Midwest before we get away too, maybe in Chicago or something like that area. We'll keep it out there, and you please keep in touch, and we'll stay in touch also. And we'd love to meet you. The whole group wants to meet you now.
Sounds great. Well, I'm super stoked. It's on my bucket list. I have to meet you and see you guys perform live.
Yes. We'll have a ball. It'll be a ball for sure. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it.
Yes.
Very, very cool. And we are actually running out of time, but I have a couple more questions here for you.
Okay.
So are you currently working on any other projects?
Well, yes, as I mentioned, we're finishing touches on the Kind album, which is coming out right at the end of August. So that will actually come out as we're in Asia. But we're doing that right now, and I'm always looking for another cause, another foundation to do music for a cause for, because I get a kick out of doing that because, you know, it's easy for me to do what I do best to give in that aspect. I receive the blessing, and I don't give it out of greed. I give it out of love for whatever the cause may be. And as I mentioned, if you live like that, you'll see that God gives it right back to you. You'll get that blessing. You will get it if you give it with the right heart. So I'm looking for a new cause, and if you have any ideas, or let them know in the chat room, you know, buzz me up. Get in touch. Shout at me a little bit. Hit me up, you know, and let me know what's going on. But, there's always a sketch of some song or something sitting on my desk that's half written, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the Josie Show is very into causes, so we'll see. We actually have one we're starting here called Teens with Dreams, and it's about, it's with these, you know, kids that, you know, aren't, you know, in such the best, you know, positions, but they still come out strong and have dreams and are on their way to the top. So we're really working with that. We just love that kind of stuff.
Wonderful.
Making people's dreams come true.
Well, Teens with Dreams sounds fantastic. I like the way that sounds even.
Yeah.
And it looks good on paper, and I'm sure the idea behind it and your mission statement is well put, and, you know, it, It deserves all the best. That's for sure. I want to know more about that, okay? Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll hook you up. I'll let you know.
Okay. Good
It'll
deal.
Be a very
good
cool
deal.
Thing.
All right.
Absolutely. And my last question is a hilarious question that I love asking all of my guests.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us a funny or embarrassing onstage moment?
Oh, my. yes, I've had many. let's see. I've had everything from split my pants and didn't really know it until I turned my back to the crowd and they let you know. I have forgotten the words to the first verse of the opening song because of the awesomeness of the audience. And, you know, and when you do that, well, you can ad-lib, and most of the times people don't really know that you just had a mind, you know, you just, and there was one instance where I finished the performance, and they pointed me off stage to stage right, and I ran right into a light trestle, a light fixture, and, you know, as you know, they don't move, those don't move, you know, so, I got a real big bump on my head from that one, and it just about knocked me out, seriously knocked me out, so, I've had them,
for
sure.
Well, you are not a professional until something like that happens, it happens.
Absolutely,
you're a human being.
That's right, you are very human, and you find out real quick at that moment, I'm just falling.
Definitely. It just hits you, you know. It's like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had such a blast talking with you, and I hope you come back very, very soon.
Great.
I had so much fun.
Well, good deal, Jesse. I had a ball talking to you. I knew it'd be good. I knew it'd be comfortable, and you are. You're very comfortable to talk with, and I don't feel like I had to, you know, have my guard up about anything in particular or anything
I
like
wasn't
that.
Drilling you, I promise.
No, you sure weren't. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Josie. I love the show. I'll continue to watch and listen, okay?
Thank you.
And to everybody in the chat room, I love you. Hit us up. Go to the website. Shout at me on Twitter and Facebook and all of that. And we're sending love to everyone. Champagne for everyone.
Absolutely. Pauly Carmen, champagne.com. Check it out and check out his show, The Pauly Carmen Show. Check that out. Check out all of his music. I had a blast talking with you. You are such a role model and inspiration to me. And keep in touch. I think you're just fabulous.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. And you, and please, you and your whole team, please stay in touch. Love to Mom.
My mom's right here. Yeah.
There's Mom. Okay. Hey, Mom.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Had a blast. Corey Jean Olsen and Pauly Carmen were just wonderful. They're just fantastic people, as you could tell. And they both got me laughing. Love it, love it, love it. And you have to check out both of these. Corey Jean Olsen, check her out. Check out Pauly Carmen and everything else. And also on our website, remember, you could check it out at www.josieshow.com. We have links of both of theirs, bios, videos, all that other fun stuff. So check it out, make sure. And so I hope you guys had so, so much fun. And so I think there is something planned that I am very much unaware of. Let's stay here.
We're funny when there's things that happen when they're not aware of it. It's the best thing that happens in the world. It's great. All right, so I'm trying to get a refresh on here because, you know, I've got to get these next songs coming up. Peanut, are you there? Oh, great. Thanks a lot. Peanut, where are you? We need Peanut. We're still looking for
Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
but Peanut's pressing the buttons. I could tell that.
Yeah, it's very nice. All right, so I think what we're going to do is we are going to end with a fun segment. But before we do that, we're going to put on some music. Tonight we've got a couple of great songs from a guest that's in our chat room who will be coming up to visit with us and have an interview on our show.
Woo-hoo.
On July 1st. So first we want
Is this our friend Scott Isbell?
This is our friend Scott Isbell. Yes,
we love our friend
chat room. He's been hanging with us, and we're going to play a couple of his songs tonight. So
awesome.
Here's just a little tease to what you're going to get on July 1st here when you tune in. So hang on one second here. This very first song by Scott Isbell is I Miss You. So here we go.
Scott Isbell, everyone. Woohoo! If we can get it on. Blooper. We're working it. We're trying to check it out. Here we go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh. Every time I think of you, I miss you, baby, just ain't the same girl. And our love seems so distant now, and I feel so lost without your heart with mine. Why did you leave me, girl? Then I want you back, back in my life. And everything's so strange now, girl, without you.
Our little teaser of a wonderful, wonderful guy that's going to be on July 1st on The Josie Show, our amazing friend who is a singer and actor, Scott Isbell. And I recently also interviewed him on The Southern Star that you probably all heard, and it was just fantastic. He is such a great, great, great person. And we have another song here. Let's see. Yeah, let's see if we can find it. Oh, here we are.
I never
that was The One by our friend Scott Isbell. Love it, love it, love it. And right now Scott Isbell is under Isbell Rocks. He is in the chat room, so everyone say hello to him. You guys already have been chatting with him. He's the coolest. But, yeah, do we have more songs? Or is that it? Whoa, that was it. Awesome, awesome. Leave it at that note. Oh, yeah, and that sounded like a lion or something. That was a little scary. That was a little frightening. Yeah. I know. Now you're trying to give me nightmares. Oh.
You got to give Scott a scream. Those were two amazing, beautiful songs. Love it.
Love, 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 love it. Love it, love it, love it.
That is awesome.
So do we have any more fun things going on, or is this a wrap?
No.
I don't even know anymore.
Well,
this was just so much fun.
Peanut, come out here.
Squirrels have entered the building. Red alert.
Hey.
Howdy do. How you doing? Hi. Hey,
we're going to shake our things.
Your tails?
You
going to shake
a tail?
Your tail for us?
Before we do anything, my daughter Munchkin, she wants to say hello.
All right.
Hi, Munchkin.
Hey, Munchkin.
I'm Munchkin.
Hey, Munchkin.
I want to say hello to all my followers.
Yeah, you actually have a lot of followers, I have to say. I'm kind of jealous.
All my Twitter followers they're like verified.
I think you have more Twitter followers than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more exciting than I am. This is so sad.
And someone just said, somebody is Switch happy on the switchboard. It's true.
Yeah,
it's
we
true.
Get a little bit that way.
Have a party in my tree.
We are glad to have a party in your tree. So are we going to start this party or what? Because we're running on like 15 minutes left of the
show.
How do these two-hour shows keep happening? We had some
happening? I know.
We had awesome people on tonight. It
you
was
know,
great.
You know, you never know. Next week might be like 3 hours and we're going to keep going. We'll keep going up and up and up the scale until it's to 24 hours. And, you know, you never know.
Seriously.
You never know.
Someone on the switchboard. I don't know who it is because I'm a little squirrel. I don't know how to work the switchboard.
Uh-oh,
what happened?
Okay, so what do you need me to do? Let's do it. Let's get this party going.
Let's get this party started.
What?
There's a caller on the switchboard. Mommy.
There's a caller.
No, there's no caller on the switchboard.
Hello? No caller. I don't see a caller.
Well, let's see who they are.
Okay,
hello,
okay.
Caller. All right. Ronnie L. with Munchkin. Oh, and Josie.
Hello?
Hello,
is this takeout?
Oh my god.
Would you like a pizza?
What kind of topping do you want? Oh my gosh. Is this who I think it is, Scott?
Yeah, I'm confused because I'm talking, but I don't hear myself talking in the radio. Is it delayed by a little bit?
Oh, yeah, it's delayed. You'll start hearing yourself and get scared.
About 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh.
So are you looking to have Josie deliver your pizza? What?
We're still talking about pizza? Yeah, the funny thing is I actually read somewhere that you and Justin the Misfire were planning something. And I'm a little frightened by what you guys are going to do when your shows are coming up. But I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do yet.
Is it going to involve squirrels?
Okay. I'm a little nervous, but it's okay. I like being surprised.
Your songs were absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anytime.
The next video should have squirrels on it. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just nod your head. That's usually what we do.
Yeah. No squirrels in his songs. We like his songs the way they are.
Yes, please.
Let's play some disco.
Oh, I hear myself.
See, we told you. It's on. Yeah, it can be frightening at times.
You can only get this here.
Oh, yeah. Put on your dancing shoes, everyone. And we're going to still be talking even throughout this music. which just stopped right now.
We're going to boogie like it's 1979.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. But first, Scott Israel, what's been going on with you? I need
to Not much. Done with school. Luckily, it's summer. Trying to get acting work. I'm waiting for my agent to call right now. But I bet you she'll call me at 1 a.m. like last time.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
We kind of work around the clock. We don't really have a sleep pattern.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, I can't wait to... I heard somewhere that you got, you're working on an album, which I better get, you know, because, you know, I like, you know...
Autograph.
Yeah, autograph, preferably.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm special like that.
Yeah, Tina just had to go put Munchkin in the bed.
All right,
good.
Sounds good.
Let's get this dance party started, all right? What do you got up your sleeve?
Oh, yeah. We're still listening to the same tune.
I don't know.
I know. I'm having trouble listening to this and trying to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it gets very, very confusing. See, that's why when people ask me why you mute yourself by an accident, see, that's why, because I cannot multitask, okay? I have to mute myself. It happens. Sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to listen on both things. You get like double sound and it's all off. So. The 30-second delay is not helpful.
Definitely not. Definitely not. So are you excited to come on the Josie Show for your official interview?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be awesome. I wonder how long our episode will be.
You know what? It will probably be long.
I think we just got the last hour.
Yeah. So basically, we will be talking until you tell me you can't anymore.
Until you're cut off.
Pretty much.
Until the show ends.
Yeah. What's good with you?
All right. How about people in chat ask some questions for Josie or me or anyone?
Yeah, ask some questions. Ask some questions for either fantastic boy over here that's the singer, Scott Isbell, or me, I guess.
Go ahead and interview Josie.
Interview Josie.
There you go.
There you go.
We'll save Scott's interview for the July 1st, and, you know, you can do it.
Oh,
go
boy.
Scott, ask her some questions.
Poor Scott's like,
great.
Poor Scott's like, See what you do.
See, as an actor, you get put on the spot a lot.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all good. I basically, you know, I already answered everything anyway in my own time.
I have to admit, the show has come a long way since the first episode that took place in the...
Wait, Scott, do you even know about that?
Know about what?
Did anybody tell you? About when we started the Josie Show, I literally started in the bathroom.
Huh?
Okay.
She's
like, huh?
No,
that's not. We should
probably explain that a little.
We
better.
Should probably explain it better. We had better phone connection. We had better. No. Wait. Listen. We had better connection. We had better connection in my bathroom because it was very good. You know, it was good connection. So, you know, we started before I had my office. We actually started interviewing people in the bathroom.
Oh.
Over the phone, of course.
That was the best phone line.
It was the best phone line.
And I have, do you want to go up the roll of Charmin toilet paper to prove it?
What was it? 2-ply? And the funny thing is I can honestly say I was the only person that probably interviewed Katie Cook from the bathroom. Pretty much.
And, you know, putting the show notes under the stall.
Yeah, and right now Scott's like, why did I call in?
Yeah, I'm a little confused what we're talking about.
It's okay.
Josie will explain it later.
Yeah, we'll explain it later. It's all good. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
I thought you were watching No Poor Guy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, so we actually...
Do we have any more disco funk happening?
We're about to be cut off in like a couple minutes, so...
Yeah, we got a little bit of time.
We
got some time for some disco. What do you got out there,
yeah,
Ellen?
The same beat.
Is there a different beat?
Anything else? Anything?
I feel like we're in an elevator or something.
I know. I feel like that too right now. Except I think the elevator music is more funky, actually.
I know.
You know what? There's actually a question in the chat room for Scott.
Oh, all right.
Josie, we can always play the Josie Jam.
The Josie Jam. Oh, okay, okay. Wait, first before we get to... Oh, goodness. Oh, dear. Oh, dear goodness. Yeah, very interesting. Now, moving on. Stephen Rummy in the chat room has a question for you, Scott.
Yep.
He asks, how long have you been singing, performing?
I probably started when I was about 3 years old, listening to Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson. And I actually got my start performing by going to Elvis impersonator concerts, and they actually ended up bringing me on stage, and for a little while after that, I was actually touring parts of the country with some pretty incredible impersonators. So that's pretty much how I got my start, and then got into musical theater, and then started doing work on TV and movies and music videos, and then singing at the same time.
Love it, love it, love it. You've been busy. Let's just say that. You've got your hands. Yeah, you basically have your hands in every aspect. And I commend you for that because you have to keep busy and you're super talented.
Thank
you. I have a question for Scott.
Oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Exactly how often are you mistaken for Justin Bieber?
Oh. It hasn't been as bad lately. The last time was probably March at a resort where I was just at poolside and some girl started screaming Justin Bieber's name, started snapping pictures away. I was just lying there in a pool chair, so it was just kind of weird. And then if there's like my school, I did a concert at my school, and there were poster or pictures of me hanging up around school, and people kept going, why do we have pictures of Justin Bieber hanging up? And then so.
Yep. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. The resort one is super funny because I can just imagine your face like, what? Justin Bieber's here at this resort? Hey. And then little do you know that they're actually pointing at you and are like, hey, can I have an autograph?
That'd be funny. I know. It was interesting.
Okay, we have a couple of minutes left, so we got the closing song to play.
We've got the closing song to play. All right,
wait a minute. Justin the Mystifier asks, question for Josie, who is your fave magician? Justin the Mystifier?
You know that.
Hello? Hello? I mean, what planet are we on?
I was going to say, what's that guy's name? Chris something?
Chris Angel?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, he's good, too.
David Copperfield.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with Justin the Mystifier. He's our guy.
Yeah, there you go.
He's our guy.
Oh, yeah.
He lets us handcuff him.
Totally, totally. And we actually have pictures up on our site from that. So.
Yeah, anybody that lets us handcuff them, yep.
Downhill from there.
Really, that's awesome.
Love it, love it, love it. But, yeah, we are actually running out of time. But, Scott, I am super, super glad that you were able to call in. And I'm super thrilled for our interview that you'll be having on the Josie Show on what day again?
July 1st.
July 1st.
July 1st.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And
cool.
Just
yeah.
Want to make sure everyone here is a Bruins fan and not a Canucks fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We see your Bruin comments all the time.
Yeah. No worries. We got your back.
And now
that's
to close
hilarious.
The show in Josie Show fashion, we have a classic 1980s single by Burt Reynolds called Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial.
All right, rock on. Thanks so much, Scott, for calling in. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Keep in touch. I'll message you on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, I'm done.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta love royalty-free music.
Though your hair is all entangled and your makeup is a mess, most of what you're drinking is spilling down your dress. And to keep from falling off your bar stools, about all that you can do, I make my proposition, 'cause I'm just as drunk as you. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get. You got lipstick showing on your teeth and run down your hose. Where you got that cheap perfume, God only knows. Now I'll be glad to have you home long before daylight. Sun is your worst enemy. Thank God it's dark tonight. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get. This might be the only chance we get.
Thanks, everyone, for coming. Before we go, I want to talk really, really fast about our guests. Everyone, please, please, please check out our website at www.josieshow.com for all these wonderful guests. I'm just going to be naming them out quick here. We have 3 minutes. Perfect, perfect. I can talk in 3 minutes. Trust me, trust me. So next week we have two amazing musicians, Adam Johnson and Brian Desreau. Then on June 24th, we have Justin the Mystifier, who is my favorite magician, bringing illusions to you on radio. That's right, on radio. Tune in to www.josieshow.com, josieshow.com, to see illusions on a radio. And if you guys don't believe me, you gotta check it out on June 24th. And remember, bring a deck of cards with you to the show, and you will see an illusion right in your own home. It's pretty amazing, I have to say. And then in July, we have country and pop singer Courtney Darwin, singer and actor Scott Isabel, that you had a taste of here before he called. He just called in like 2 seconds ago, so check it out. And also singers Gary and John Michaels, country singer Daniel Lowe, country singer Brandon Wiley, I'm trying to talk very, very fast, Teen Groove On The Move show host Lenore Luca, singer Andrew Cunningham, grime singer and songwriter Dreama, singer, actress, and dancer Annalise Collette, singer Paul London, singer Dylan Dixon, and singer Lori Greco. We've also started booking for August as well. Singer-songwriter Sean Ash with singer Rick Cuevas. Same here with songwriter Wade Smith also. And also the band Seven Horses. And then on August 12th is our first segment of Teens with Dreams. You can read about that in our forums. And then Heather Alvarez and then singer Ellie Mae Kay. So you can check out all these upcoming guests at www.josieshow.com, and I'm getting in my ear 60 seconds. So that's my little reminder that we're about to get cut off. But thank you guys so, so much for tuning in tonight. We had a wonderful show with all of you. Remember, follow us on Twitter. Follow my crew below. You'll see that on our website, my Twitter, at twitter.com/josie1995, and the Twitter page for Josie Show, which is twitter.com/josieshow. And also see Alan on Twitter, find him, he's hilarious, and my producer/mama down there as well. So check that all out. Remember, follow us, keep up on all our news. Good night, everyone. See you guys all next. Rawr. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, that's how we do it. Bye, guys.